certainly had an extra level of kavanah for the words Zachrein Hashem Kinubola Tova Fakdenu Voli Bracha Veoshenu Vola Chaim. So may it be Hashem's will that this month brings Tova Bracha and Chaim for all of us in our study of the laws of the Seder. So we're up to Rachza. So according to the normative practice that we have, we don't wash for Urchatz with a bracha. Remember, the Rambam disagreed with that. The Rambam said Urchatz should be with a bracha. And as we explained at the time, it was based on the principle of Kol Shetibulo V'mashke, the idea that hands are considered second-degree conductors of Tuma, Shneim L'Tuma, and once you involve something of a liquid, so that Machzor Lios Rishon, and that could potentially be Mitame, any of the food that you were holding, and again, that we tie that into the basic theme of the Seder, which is a theme of Kadshim and Taharos, to prepare ourselves for a time when the Korban Pesach has returned. So when it comes to Rachza, the Rambam has to explain why exactly you need another washing of your hands. Because according to him, you washed your hands with a bracha. According to us, it's mostly symbolic. So of course we would wash our hands again. So the Rambam says there was a hesei chadas. There was an automatic interruption, because even if a person was thinking, you know, I can't wait for the meal, I can't wait to wash, finally Rachza, Motzi Matza, Maror Korech, and certainly Shulchan Aruch, nonetheless, there's a hesei chadas, because there's so much that intervened, not just the karpas, but especially magid, which takes a considerable amount of time. So I thought it would be interesting just to reference back a regular halacha on the Tilas Adayim. This is not unique to Seder night, but I do think it takes on kind of a new significance, or a new shading, if you will, on Seder night. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that l'chatchila, when a person does Netilas Yadayim, that they should have kavana. And this actually comes from the Rashba. The Rashba has this idea in the Torah Sabayis, and the explanation is as follows. The entire takana, the rabbinic injunction of washing hands before bread, as we've noted many times in the past, is actually to prepare us for a time when there will be truma again. Again, assuming that hands are second-degree tumma conductors, they're capable of conducting tumma to truma, which can become a shlishi l'tumma, a third-degree carrier of tumma, and of course to kadshim. So to bisman hazad, it's not really an issue. If we wouldn't wash our hands, everybody should, because that's the rabbinic law, but let's say our yadayim, our hands, were tame, what would the big deal be? We're all considered tame anyway, and there's no real restriction against eating food that's tame. Tosos mentions vis kadishtem, visem kadoshim, but the reason that we do it is that kohanim, you know, we're all doing it for the sake of the kohanim, they're going to have to eat truma one day, and when kohanim eat truma, they better be very careful, because to be metame truma biyadayim, to cause truma to become impure because you didn't wash your hands and your hands were shneim l'tumah, so that's a very serious thing. So this is the halacha with respect to Netilas Adayim in general, but I think on Seder night it's even more significant in light of what we were pointing out a moment ago. The entire theme of Leil HaSeder is the Karban Pesach, right? The whole thing is structured around the Karban Pesach and Al Matzos Merorim Yuchlu. That's why we still have Maror today as a zecher for when there will be a Karban Pesach, that we have to, the halacha is, you have to eat the Karban Pesach with Mar. Mar is a din d'rabbanan bizman hazeh. It's a way of us remembering the Karban Pesach. That's why we have Korech, Zecher l'mikdash kehilo bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. So, you know, whatever one is thinking about the rest of the year when you do Netilas Yadayim, it's good to know that we're doing it for purposes of Truma. So certainly on Seder night, right, you want to keep in mind the reason that I'm doing my Netilas Yadayim now is that one day there's going to be Truma again, and Kohanim are going to have to be very careful, you know, in terms of washing their hands before they handle any Truma. So we would say that even though it's a din klali, it is a general halacha, it is a general din that a person should have kavana when he washes his hands, when he does Netilas Yadayim, as is Nifsak Lalach and the Shulchan Aruch on the basis of the Rashba, it's even more important on Seder night to bear in mind that the reason that we're doing this is that one day, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt, you know, and as we say at the beginning of, just before near, it's a Chasal Sidur Pesach Kilchaso, you know, Kein Nizke Laso So, where we want to have Bizocha to see the actual Karban Pesach. And I think that's a very important perspective in its own right, about how Rachta isn't just a regular Netilas Yadayim, but Rachta is really a special Netilas Yadayim in light of the general theme of Kadshim and Taharos and the aspiration towards Korban Pesach on Seder night. So, Bimheira Biyameinu, we should have the Korban Pesach and to have the proper Pesach Seder, like the Rambam talks about in his eighth and final chapter of Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, going back and forth, toggling between Bizman Hazeh and Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Hayakayim, Bizman the Korban Pesach itself.